Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flags off three Vande Bharat trains from KSR railway station in Bengaluru. Also launches Yellow Line metro service connecting Electronic City with Bommanahalli. All three service chiefs were given a free hand to decide the course of Operation Sindoor, says Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Duvedi. In Jammu and Kashmir, fresh encounter breaks out between security forces and terrorists in Dal area of Kishtwar. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh during next 7 days. And Ramesh Budhiyal becomes the first Indian to win a medal, securing bronze in Asian Surfing Championships in Mahabalipuram, Tamil Nadu. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for projects in Bengaluru today to enhance mobility. After arriving in Bengaluru today, he flagged off Vande Bharat train service between Bengaluru and Belgavi. He also virtually flagged off Vande Bharat services between Amritsar and Katra and another from Nagpur to Pune. The Bengaluru-Belgavi Vande Bharat will enhance connectivity between North Karnataka and the state capital. Thereafter, the Prime Minister flagged off the much-awaited Yellow Line of Namma Metro Station that connects Bommasandra Industrial Area with the Electronic City. With a total strength of 19.15 kilometers and built at a cost of over 7,600 crore rupees, the line is expected to ease traffic on this stretch with heavy traffic that also goes to Hosur in Tamil Nadu. The Prime Minister is now attending the program where he will lay the foundation stone for the third phase of Namma Metro Network for Bengaluru. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off three Vande Bharat trains in KSR station that was decked up for the occasion. The trains were also decorated with flowers like a bride. The Prime Minister spoke to officials, general passengers and children travelling in the inaugural Vande Bharat and Yellow Line metro rail and encouraged them to speak about the features and services. He spoke to them about the Made in India Vande Bharat train. A large crowd had gathered to greet the Prime Minister near the stations. The Yellow Line metro, with a total length of 419 kilometres, has an interchange at RV Road for the Green Line and at Jayadeva Hospital for the Pink Line. Built at a cost of over 7,600 crore rupees, it is expected to ease traffic on Hosur Road. The third phase of Namma Metro will connect JP Nagar to Kempapura along the Outer Ring Road and Hosahalli to Kadabagere along the Magadi Road. The metro rail network will grow to 220 kilometers after its completion, helping ease mobility in the city. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
The Chief of Army Staff, General Upendra Duvedi, has described Operation Sindoor as a strategic, high-stakes mission that combined military precision with political clarity. Addressing students and faculty at IIT Madras yesterday, he recounted how the operation was conceived and executed in the days following the April 22 dastardly terror attack in Pahalgam by Pakistan-based terrorists. Sharing rare insights into the planning and execution of the operation, he said all three service chiefs agreed that decisive action was needed and they were given a free hand to decide the course.
This is the first time which RM has also said, I think enough is enough. And all the three chiefs were very clear, something has to be done. And the free hand was given, of course, that you decide what is to be done. And that is the kind of a confidence with the political directions and political clarity for the first time we saw. And that's what made a difference, because we want to do a lot, but that kind of a hand-holding and kind of a free, no terms of restrictions, if I can say that. And that is what kind of raises up your morale. And that is how it helped our army commanders or commander-in-chiefs on ground to kind of act as per their wisdom.
The Chief of Defence Staff, CDS General Anil Chauhan, today said that Operation Sindoor is a testament to the synergy and operational cohesion among the three services. Addressing the participants of the 21st Higher Defence Management Course and senior officers at the College of Defence Management, Secunderabad, General Chauhan shared strategic perspectives on integration in the armed forces and highlighted key takeaways for shaping the future roadmap of joint operations. The CDS also laid stress on the importance of comprehensive capability development, Atmanirbharta, and in-depth understanding of the transformative changes being pursued in the military to deal with the disruptive changes in the technology-driven modern warfare. The Election Commission of India, ECI, confirmed that all booth-level agents of recognized political parties in Bihar have received updated draft voter lists as part of the Special Intensive Revision 2025. The draft includes deceased, transferred, and duplicate electors. Booth-level agents have been instructed to report objections with evidence to booth-level officers who will verify and update records accordingly. The lists are also posted outside polling stations for public scrutiny. Field verification identified thousands of deceased and transferred voters across polling stations, with forms issued to electors based on the qualifying date of 1st of July 2025. The deadline to submit reconsideration forms is 1st of September. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter has broken out between security forces and terrorists in the Dul area of Kishtwar district this morning. Our correspondent reports that contact with a terrorist was established during an intelligence-based operation in the area. Leading exchange of gunfire, details are awaited. President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes to former President of India V.V. Giri at Rashtrapati Bhavan on his birth anniversary today. V.V. Giri was the fourth president of India. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has taken Suomoto cognizance of a media report about a girl student who was reportedly burned with a hot spatula by her residential school cook after asking for food. Citing the media report, NHRC said that the incident happened at a residential school in the Shakurabad area of Jehanabad district in Bihar. The commission has issued notices to the Jehanabad district magistrate and superintendent of police for a detailed report on the matter within 2 weeks. The report should include the health status of the injured student. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The spell of intermittent rainfall continues across most parts of Himachal Pradesh. The Meteorological Centre in Shimla has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall today in the districts of Una, Bilaspur, Hamirpur, Kangra, Mandi, Shimla, Solan and Sirmaur. Over the next 4 days, the monsoon is expected to intensify, with the possibility of heavy downpours in the state. The Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall at various places in the state from August 11 to 14. A yellow alert will remain in effect on August 15 and 16.
Continuous rainfall in Himachal Pradesh has affected normal life, with several incidents of landslides being reported. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, one national highway and 359 connectivity roads across the state remain blocked for traffic. Additionally, 145 power transformers and 520 drinking water supply schemes are non-functional. Reports indicate that since the onset of the monsoon season, the death toll from rain-related incidents in the state has risen to 219, while 37 people are still missing. Furthermore, losses to public property in the state during this monsoon season have been estimated at ₹1,988 crore. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations continue for the sixth consecutive day in the Dharali area of Uttarkashi district following the recent natural disaster. Uttarakhand police said that along with supplying food, grains and essential commodities to the affected areas, stranded people are also being airlifted to their destinations. By 11 a.m. today, 20 people were rescued at Matli helipad and sent to their destinations after preliminary health checks. More from our correspondent.
To facilitate access to the disaster-affected areas of Uttarkashi district, the work of repairing the roads and bridges is blocked due to the torrential rains and natural disaster is being done rapidly. According to Uttarkashi police, the construction work of Bailey Bridge near Gangnadi Limchagar on Gangotri National Highway is in the final stage. Also, the work of smoothening the Gangotri Highway blocked at Sonagar, Dabrani, Harshil, Dharali and other places is going on rapidly. The government says that electricity, communication and drinking water supply has been restored in the disaster-affected area, which has brought great relief to the local people. District Magistrate Prashant Arya said that the government and administration are with the affected people in this difficult time and every possible effort is being made to help them. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Sikkim, Bihar, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 6 to 7 days. The IMD has also predicted similar conditions over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh during next 7 days. According to the weather department, heavy rainfall conditions will be present today over northern and central parts of the country, including Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh and West Madhya Pradesh. These conditions will continue over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Telangana, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. Sports and Youth Affairs Minister Mansukh Mandaviya today said that the Sundays on Cycle initiative has helped turn the Fit India movement into a big movement in the country. The minister said this while participating in the Sundays on Cycle Fit India event in the national capital. He highlighted that so far, panchayat representatives in more than 50,000 villages across the country have spread the message of Fit India by participating in the event. He pointed out that this has connected villages with the movement.
Modi ji ki Fit India movement aaj desh mein Sunday on cycle ke roop mein ek badi movement ban chuki. Aaj sare desh mein 50,000 se adhik gaon mein panchayat pratinidhiyon ne Sunday on cycling karke desh ko Fit India ka sandesh diya hai aur Modi ji ki Fit India movement ke saath apne gaon ko joda hai.
Delhi's Education Minister Ashish Sood flagged off the Tiranga Run from Tyagraj Stadium in the national capital this morning. Speaking to media on the occasion, Mr. Sood stated that in celebration of the 79th Independence Day, 7,900 children participated in the run, carrying the tricolour in their hands.
त्यागराज स्टेडियम से ये युवा चले हैं 7,900 युवा चलकर वॉर मेमोरियल तक जाएंगे देश के लिए जान न्योछावर करने वालों को अपनी श्रद्धांजलि देंगे और प्रधानमंत्री जी आदरणीय नरेंद्र मोदी जी और मुख्यमंत्री रेखा गुप्ता जी के आह्वान पर दिल्ली तिरंगामय होने जा रही है.
We now take you live to Bengaluru where Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing the program.
सिद्धरामैया जी, केंद्र में मेरे सहयोगी मनोहर लाल खट्टर जी, एच डी कुमार स्वामी जी, अश्विनी वैष्णव जी, वी सोमन्ना जी, सुश्री शोभा जी, उप मुख्यमंत्री डी के शिवकुमार जी, कर्नाटका सरकार में मंत्री वी सुरेश जी, नेता विपक्ष आर अशोक जी, सांसद तेजस्वी सूर्या जी, डॉक्टर मंजुनाथ जी, एमएलए विजेंद्र येडियुरप्पा जी और कर्नाटका के मेरे भाई और बहनों, कर्नाटका की धरती पर कदम रखते ही अपनापन सा महसूस होता है. यहाँ की संस्कृति, यहाँ के लोगों का प्यार और कन्नड़ा भाषा की मिठास दिल को छू जाती है. सबसे पहले
On to sports. In the Asian Surfing Championships, Ramesh Budhiyal became the first Indian to win a medal, securing bronze in the open men's category in Mahabalipuram, Tamil Nadu today. Budhiyal, also the first Indian to reach the medal round, scored 12.6 points to finish third. Korea's Kano Hee-jae took gold with 15.17 points. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flags off 3 Vande Bharat trains from KSR railway station in Bengaluru. Also launches Yellow Line Metro service connecting Electronic City with Bamanhalli. All 3 service chiefs were given a free hand to decide the course of Operation Sindoor, says Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi. In Jammu and Kashmir, fresh encounter breaks out between security forces and terrorists in Dul area of Kishtwar. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh during next 7 days. And Ramesh Budhiyal becomes first Indian to win a medal, securing bronze in Asian Surfing Championships in Mahabalipuram, Tamil Nadu. And with that, we end the midday news.